Okay, you're on.
Oh, did I?
You on?
Yep, you're on.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Caller meeting to order.
Bye.
Proclamation.
We have a proclamation for Dr. Keeter to look at, I believe. Okay. Mr. Paulson's been working on, correct?
Yeah, I had to do it shortly so it all fit on one page.
Good for you. Proclamation of the Taney County Commission recognizing Dr. Hal Keeter upon his retirement from his position as alderman of the city of Hollister, Missouri, whereas the County Commission places great value on public service and believes that a life spent serving the community and educating our young people is one to be admired and respected and serves as a shining example of what it means to be a good citizen. And whereas Dr. Hal Keeter contributed greatly to the professionalism and deliberation of the Taney County Regional Sewer District when he served during times of rapid expansion and growth in our county, and his tenure on this board served our community well. Whereas Dr. Keeter first took his place on the Hollister Board of Aldermen in 1998 and in that capacity has been widely respected for his experience, wisdom, and quiet leadership style that has served the city of Hollister so well in its interactions with other local governmental entities. And whereas Dr. Keeter dedicated his life to education, first as a school superintendent in Arkansas, and later as chancellor and vice president of the College of the Ozarks. And whereas he has placed at the forefront the interest of our community's young people, in the interest of the community at large during four decades of selfless service to this community. Now, therefore, be it resolved and proclaimed, Taney County thanks Dr. Hal Keeter for his years of unselfish and dedicated service to education, local government, and to all the citizens of our community. We congratulate Dr. Keeter upon the monumentous occasion of his retirement and from the Hollister Board of Aldermen, and wish him continued success in all his future endeavors. So it be resolved. Proclaim this 15th day of April, 2010. I'd like to say that that was excellent, Mr. Paulson.
Well, thank you.
What book did you get that
from? Well, yeah, kid, you always got a career in proclamation writing, doesn't he?
I'm serious.
That's good.
Yeah.
And you know, I didn't need to read that, but those words are right on for Dr. Keeter and well written, and he is those things that you've written for us, Bob. I appreciate it.
I move that we accept the proclamation as presented.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We are putting that into a glass framed item.
Great.
And that'll be done today. We're able to get one secured quickly enough, so.
Good deal. If I can, you got it done already? Because I've got another one to get for Dr. Ralston for.
We can just get another one. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Well, I think Renee's, some of the ladies that had initiated that got that covered. You guys care about what that says? Do I need to bring that to you for Dr. Ralston? I'm talking
that's
about
Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday afternoon, yeah.
I don't have much. I don't know who.
Well, he's a Forsyth doctor.
Right, I don't know him, so.
He's been around a long time. He does a lot of underwater photography. If you've eaten in any of the restaurants, you may have run into him or seen his pictures hanging on the wall.
That's the problem. I've probably seen him. But I just
He's been here 43 years.
Okay.
He has been a marvelous family practitioner.
Right.
Probably given away who knows how many thousands and thousands of dollars of work to help people that didn't have a way to pay for it and all those kind of marvelous fellow, plus all the ancillary or whatever the term would be. You talk about an advocate.
Right.
I'd love to have him come here. He spoke to the Soil and Water one evening, and you listen to what he shows you, and when he tells you that such and such you can't find in the streams anymore, you think, ooh, wait a minute.
Right.
He knows from personal experience because he's underneath the water taking pictures.
He's been underwater for, I don't know, 20 years or 30 years.
And, I'm Chuck, I'm indifferent. If you want to write it, if that's you, fine.
I'm not writing it, but I've got some ladies that know him for many years helping me. If that's all right, I'll pass that on.
Before we go to the 8 o'clock, I think you guys all got a copy of the draft letters for Barbara Bulley and Joan Chowney.
Yeah, and I let Nicky know I was happy with them.
It's just basically, Danny, what we're doing is send them. Why don't you read the letters? You have a copy in your box.
Yeah.
I saw it this morning.
Yeah, I didn't read it.
Basically, what it says is both to Ms. Bulley and to Joan Chowney, as you're already aware, Taney County was awarded a public building energy efficiency retrofits grant earlier this year. Taney County is very grateful for all the hard work that went into the application process. The Taney County Commission now needs to know what arrangements were made regarding grant writing fees for this energy grant application. If you could please forward the details of any arrangement along with documentation, it would be greatly appreciated. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact us. Sincerely, and signed by all three of you.
Okay.
It was real, but Bob wrote it. So if you're good with it, we just have the lady stamp it, I guess, is fine.
That'll be fine. Do you have a pen like
right
this
here,
yeah, we'll sign
it.
Here's a black pen right here.
There's two of them, one of each.
Let's, I'll sign that before it gets in a glass case with that.
Without a signature? We've done that before. You know that?
That what?
We've signed. Oh, let me get this last one, signature.
Put what in a glass case?
We've done a resolution, and since I've been here, that we forgot to sign. I'm trying to think which one it was. It was kind of funny. I don't remember which one it was, but we did. We forgot to sign a resolution, so.
Dr. Keeter's deal is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
That's how I, yeah.
Hollister City Hall.
I may come, but I'm not wanting to. I may come, but you're still reading, I think, aren't you?
Yep.
Well, I'm just waiting. I'm just concerned about my pen.
You want to lose your pen, do you?
Not with Danny around.
Well.
It's not bright red crayon, but it's still a pen. Spelled the name wrong, didn't you? Made you look.
Well.
We've got about 2 minutes. You want to take a recess while I run these up to the
ladies?
Yeah,
that'd be fine. Recess.
And I'll be right back up here.
That old road and bridge.